John T. Edge.
And I'm Melissa Hall. We're your hosts for Gravy.
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 A production of the Southern Foodways Alliance, Gravy tells new and complicated stories about the changing American South.
From our very beginning, we have believed in the possibilities of poetry. Working meter and assonance, enjambment and alliteration, poets make good on the SFA promise to challenge conventions and cultivate progress.
Brimming with boiled down truths, the poems we share here offer insightful ways to apprehend this region anew.
So please give a listen to Because Men Do What They Want to Do by T.J. Jarrett, read by Ileana Rocha.
Because men do what they want to do, and we do what has to be done. That's what that's about, Aunt Gwen said. My arms heavy with corn for shucking, the sink filled with plucked greens for cleaning. Aunt Ethel, arms akimbo, hands in bright yellow gloves, just nodded in my direction before she tended the collards again. And I'll tell you what else. Aunt Dot had been silent. We all paused as she punctuated her chopping with words. Yes, get the plate when he asks you. String up the linens, turn down the beds. But once in a while, pick up a plate, like so, throw it down. Oh yes, said Aunt Bibi, leaning out to the screen porch, blowing smoke out of doors. Frequency may vary. The kitchen erupted. While the men had been cheering the football game in the parlor, the laughter tipped the house. Every ear fled a body, collected against that kitchen's closed door. Bibi flicked out her cigarette, rinsed her hands, went back to breaking up chickens. Ethel furiously scrubbed the greens, Gwen to the boiling potatoes on the stove, and Dot her chopping. Too new to know better, Jay, my husband, peered around the door, then darted out. I grinned with teeth, tore at the silk. Yes, Ethel whispered, just like that. Show him any old hand can make a fist. T.J. Jarrett.
T.J. Jarrett is a writer and software developer in Nashville, Tennessee. Her work has been published in Poetry Magazine, African American Review, VQR, and other periodicals. Her debut collection, Ain't No Grace, was published by New Issues Press. And her second collection, Zion, winner of the 2013 Crab Orchard Open Competition, was published by Southern Illinois University Press.
To learn more about SFA and our poetry volume, which is titled Vinegar and Char and was edited by our friend and colleague Sandra Beasley, please visit southernfoodways.org. And while you're there, we'd love it if you'd consider a donation. We run on donations, and your dollars fund our good work and our extraordinary poets.
Thanks for letting us pour some poetry in your ear.